Well, a hill is a, they can be rolling hills. A mountain can be straight up and down or not as accessible as a hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A place between two peaks that goes like that is a...
Valley.
Okay. Now, a sharper place that's carved out by a river.
Like a tributary?
Well, you know how, like, the, I don't know, maybe you don't travel to New Mexico a lot, but the, you know how the, there's the box?
Oh, yeah. No, that, I just wondered.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm, sure.
The, you know how they have the box? Well, the box is basically...
Canyons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
canyons.
When you hear the word canyon, do you usually think of something with water or without water?
It can be either way.
Okay.
But I suppose that there are flash floods that would go through canyons, and I think of Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When water goes over a cliff, it's called a...
Fall, waterfall.
Okay. Water that turns white in the rapids?
It's a white water.
Okay. And... what's the difference between a rock and a stone?
rock, well, I don't know. A rock could be softer, larger. A stone, I usually think of stones as river bottom stones, and rocks as mountains.
So if a rock is softer, does that mean the rock is less dense than a stone? A stone is denser?
I think it would be. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is a...
Widow.
Mm-hmm. And a child born out of wedlock is a...
Politically correct?
Oh.
Bastard, is that what
sure,
they say?
Sure, you can say that. Mm-hmm. Do you know any funny names for that, or like euphemisms?
I can't think of any other.
Okay. A noisy serenade after a wedding.
Mariachi band or...
You ever heard of a shivaree?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's a shivaree?
Oh, it's more East Texas or South Texas.
Huh.
And we don't have them here.
I heard they used to have them in New Mexico.
New Mexico had them on the ranches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly farms and ranches in South Texas, I think, that had the shivaree. Mm-hmm. It involved the groomsmen, I think, mm-hmm. more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard they used to kidnap the groom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All sorts of pranks.
That's funny. Now, a musical instrument that you play like that?
A harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for that?
Another word for harmonica? Jew's harp.
Okay. Any other words?
That's about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, with a harmonica you can make beautiful... What?
Music.
Mm-hmm. And kids play on something that goes up and down, that's a...
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm. When you take the clavicle bone out of a turkey and kids pull on either end, that's...
Wishbone.
And if you carry a heavy load up some stairs, you want to emphasize the weight of the load that you carry. You'd say, I had to what it up the stairs.
I had to carry it upstairs.
But carry to. Is carry, like, heavy enough? I was just like, you know, I had to carry it up the stairs,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
How would you, is there another word, like, I don't know, I always say lug.
Lug it upstairs.
Yeah.
Use that? Yeah, that would be good, uh-huh.
Or you could say heave
it
up the stairs, but
uh-huh.
I like lug.
Uh-huh.